it is not really a massive reshuffle. It is a normal reshuffle. And the president now has worked with us as ministers, with his permanent secretaries, 3 years that now he has understood who is who can do what, who can perform where, for the service of the good of our people. So it is now time for him to make those reshuffles. You agree with me that after halftime, the coach, most coaches, is the time when they can make changes to the team. That's when they can do substitutes in the game, and it's time to change, to infuse new blood, to infuse new energy, to realign.
So what do you say to your critics who say the president is just trying to reposition himself for the 2026 election?
First of all, the president has a right to reposition and position himself for 2026 because he is in a democratic competition. Who wouldn't want to position themselves to win an election? So positioning himself to win an election is perfectly in order. But the reshuffle has nothing to do with to align people in accordance with what he thinks, you know, right, that those people are able to deliver for the service of our people. I can now say with confidence that 2026 is a done deal. President HH has it in his bag. We will make sure he wins, not by hook or crook, no, because the people of Zambia have said so. They are happy. They always be naysayers. They always be doomsayers. And doomsayers and naysayers, sometimes they speak louder. They are not the majority. They are in the minority. 2026 is in the bag. Right now, our concern is not politics. It's development for our people.
Is it fair to say, because the opposition has criticized your government of trying to suppress the opposition ahead of these elections?
You know what? I'll tell you this, my brother, and this is a fact. There are always sensational stories that come out of Africa. The stories that sell to the international media is that there is chaos in Africa. There is chaos in Zambia. There is no such chaos. There is no oppression. There is no suppression whatsoever. I think that in terms of democracy, right now, Zambia is even better than many countries out there that posture themselves as being democratic, yet they oppress their citizens. This I can tell you. We are a supermodel that even America can even learn something about us because we coexist as opposition and ruling party, and as citizens and with diversity of origin, living harmoniously without discrimination, without any one of those feeling more superior to others or inferior. Nothing.